This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Since the early morning hours, thousands have been gathering at the Charles River Esplanade for tonight's 4th of July Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular, Boston's traditional way of celebrating Independence Day. Debbie Schenker from Stowe, Ohio, was among the first in line, making sure she and her family could get a spot up front.
There is no better place to be on the 4th. The spirit of the city and the history just literally seeping out of the ground here is like none other.
Tonight's concert gets underway at 8:30 and features country singer Martina McBride, who stepped in at the last minute when headliner Lionel Richie backed out because of strained vocal cords. Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart will be wielding the baton at the Hat Shell for the 17th year.
I still remember the very first one and walking out here and seeing just this immensity of people and knowing that there were so many people there to be part of this event who were far beyond what I could see. And it was kind of gave me an idea of the impact of the Boston Pops all in a heartbeat. It's kind of an amazing feeling, and it really makes you, of course, as a performer, want to do something really great for them.
Do you, when you get up here, does anything out in the crowd catch your eye?
Well, people try really hard to catch your eye, you know, and that sort of thing. Yes, but, you know, you can't really let your focus get drawn by that. You're not really performing just for the one guy in the big Uncle Sam hat. You're performing for all the people that are beyond them. And some people always ask, they say, well, what is it like to perform for 500,000 people? I said, well, it's about the same as performing for 50,000 people because you can't see past the first 50,000 people.
What goes into putting together a show like the show you'll have tonight?
Well, lots of logistics. I mean, immense hours of logistics, thousands of man hours of work, a lot of which, of course, is not our department, which is good. We're responsible for the concert. We start planning the process, you know, right after, you know, on July 5th, we'll be thinking about what's going to happen differently next year. But even as you know, this year, with the cancellation 48 hours before of our headline artist, all the planning in the world doesn't solve those things. And then we just have a lot of talented people who work really fast to make sure that we have a great concert by the time these people rush onto the Esplanade.
You mentioned the last-minute change, 48 hours. What does that do to you, to the orchestra? You have to change gears in a hurry.
Well, the biggest thing actually is music preparation. With the orchestra, we don't actually rehearse with the artist till July 3rd anyway. But to find out on July 1st meant that we had to create new orchestral arrangements for all of Martina McBride's material because she didn't have them. They were just for her and her band. And people don't really think about that. They think, well, the orchestra just gets there and plays a song. No, somebody has to write a score out that shows what every instrument is playing and make something that's cogent and works with the artist. Fortunately, we have a great stable of arrangers who work for us, and we farmed it out, you know, one per person, so they'd have time to get it done.
We're standing on a hallowed ground here. This is the Hat Shell. Many years now, this is the 38th year, I believe, there's been a 4th of July Pops concert. How is this as an outdoor venue for you?
Well, I think it's a great venue mostly because of its location, what it means, the history here, and, of course, the 38 years of 4th of July concerts, but a history of free concerts for the people of Boston. It's a kind of a difficult space to do TV in because it wasn't invented for that purpose. That having been said, I don't think it would never mean the same. I remember a few years ago they were talking about closing down this area because of work on Storrow Drive, and we were talking about alternative venues, and none of them made any sense because people wanted to be here on the 4th.
Let's talk about tonight's show. What can folks expect?
Well, Martina McBride, of course, who has joined us hastily and sounds wonderful, looks amazing, and last night's indication, any indication, people are in for a treat. The U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus, the musical ambassadors of the Army who are joining us for a lot of our patriotic moments in the concert. We have a new MC, Michael Chiklis. The first time I'm told that a local boy has ever come back to be Master of Ceremonies for this. He's from Lowell and went to BU and, of course, has gone on to big things on Broadway and on television and in the movies. He's a great guy. And on top of that, I think it's also the first singing MC we've ever had. He actually will be performing with the orchestra.
He's not known for singing.
No, but he was trained that way, actually. He was trained and did a lot of music theater when he was at BU. He's a very talented crossover kind of guy.
I know in theater you don't wish anybody good luck, and I don't want to wish you a break in a leg, so have fun.
Thanks. We'll do that. Happy 4th.
That's Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart. I spoke to him earlier today at the Hat Show. The July 4th Boston Pops concert gets underway tonight at 8:30 on the Esplanade, capped off with fireworks on the Charles River at 10:30.